One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. Before today's poem, a quick note. Right after submissions are now open a little longer, through May 15th. If you've been meaning to write, there's still time. You can now submit through a form that I've linked in the show notes. Selected poems will be featured in June as part of a new series, One Poem After. Now, today's poem. Sundays on One Poem Only are reserved for the weekly recap. But since we were writing a poem a day with Right After in April, we haven't had a break for a recap in a month. So today, I'm reading a poem that perfectly encapsulates Right After. It is a cento and contains one line from each of the 30 poems shared on One Poem Only during April. Thank you to everyone who wrote this April. I will be featuring the after poems on the podcast next month in a special called One Poem After. I'd like to thank Allison Dean, Joe Wright, and Sandra Levy for their month-long participation. Today's poem is by Ella B. Winters. April, a poem. She never whispers in my ear, unfurling to swallow my words. Abandon me when I most need her, while the past rides shotgun silent. My mind is a black sand beach. My fingers stop tracing spines. I've stopped turning the light on. I have climbed to the top of the very last tree, gawking at the sky turning into a riot of gold. Sadness presses its thumb into my chest, a cascade of the most unruly waves. They sparkle in the morning sun. Delayed and denied a day's breath, drums prelude river current tears, draw together the wet ravines of skin like a zip. Observing life like Dali from below the waters, cracked asphalt flowers, reaching for a Mediterranean sun, stand under the downpour. If I could unzip my heart from skin, unleashing perfection to fully know me, I'd choose to embrace the perfect contradiction. My world would be trickling water in this moss forest, while stars are singing to us from the cosmos. The masterpiece I've waited my life to see. How delicately the water ripples. I forgive the fluidity. Let my body be a vessel. I've got enough words to feed the both of us. This silence sets me free. By Ella B. Winters. You can find more of her poetry on Instagram at Ella B. Winters. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If this poem moved you, share it with someone who needs it.